Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, and thank you guys for being here. It's the first broadcast of the year, and I wanted to say, guys, thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to be your support group. We really enjoy this, and we really enjoy helping people, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that.
With that said, I wanted to say, hey, look, we're going to talk about the last two weeks, everything that's going on. It's been insane, guys. It's been insane. So everybody knows that the bomb cyclone that came through on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day completely screwed up the nation, right? Specifically the South. We've got over 20 homes, and we had about 18 of them have problems, from hot tubs going out to electricity being knocked down and turned off, to HVACs going out, shit not getting cleaned on time, cleaners actually going up mountain roads and almost flipping off the freaking mountain. Like, I got pictures. It's wild. It is wild. My God, it's wild. With that said, it's been a nightmare. Myself included, my wife, and my team, working around the clock on Christmas Eve, working around the clock on Christmas Day, just to help everybody enjoy their vacations. But then on top of that, frozen pipes, bursted water all over the houses, all underneath the houses. You know, people can't get HVAC guys over in time, and they're having to use firewood. We have to bring people out to the houses to dump firewood. Like, shit, how do you get through a month like this? Like, your highest pricing ADR, pardon my dog, he's wiggling. My highest grossing ADR, average daily nights, on some of my most expensive houses that are getting like $1,200 to $1,500 a night, I got to give money back. I thought I was going to make bank in December, but I didn't, because of one weekend of hell. So how are we getting through it? So if, at this point, you know, I've told you a little bit about this and that, burst of pipes, you know, HVAC's not being, you know, on and, you know, somehow going off, electrical problems, not just electricity. We had houses go without electricity, all that stuff. Like, it just went wild. And then multiple hot tubs going out. So everybody's pissed off, and they're acting like it's our fault, and it's not. So this is how we kind of helped out with the situation. We took every conversation, instead of doing automatic refunds, we took every conversation and went through it with a fine tooth comb and said, this is how we're going to handle this according to people's nature and how they handle working with us through this difficult time. And I told Chris, I said, no automatic payouts. You know, some people are assholes, some people understand, and we're going to work through this. So the assholes, you know what? I welcome a bad review if you're going to give me a bad review. We worked with you. We tried to help out, bring firewood. You know, we brought people on as fast as we could. But sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you work and you try to appease somebody. They just can't be appeased. And they're like, no, we want all of our money back. We've stayed for a week, and then the last two nights, hell went broke loose. We want all of our money back because you couldn't provide warmth for us. Well, you know, we can give you a 20%. Discount on your last two nights where we had problems, but we don't see it that way. You enjoyed your vacation. And yeah, this was something that was an act of God that came in and came out, and it caused us nothing but problems. But you have to understand that, right? No. You have to guarantee this and this and that. Okay. Well, we're agree to disagree. At this point, the best we can do is give you 20%. No, we're going to freaking go after you for all your money that we paid out. We want 100% refund. All right, we'll get Airbnb involved. That was one situation we had. Yeah, obviously, there's a little bit more to context that I can recite back here on a live broadcast. I'm going to try to get this through this in the next 10 minutes. But we did not give them a single dollar back because their message thread was so completely jacked up, threatening us, extortion, this and that. We didn't even get a bad review. We actually re-extorted them. Like, okay, well, if you're going to give us a bad review, we're definitely going to give you a bad review. And only way we're going to give you any money back is we're going to have a good review first, And then once we get a good review, we see it, we'll give you 25% back, not 20, 25%. So actually those people did give me a good review, which is wild. I've never re-extorted somebody who's tried to extort me, but I put it back on them. First time it's ever worked and the only time I've ever done it. But that was an interesting situation. Every situation was difficult and you had to critically think through such a time as this. Can you imagine people that had the multiple homes in Florida during the hurricane? Let's just say somebody had 10 homes during a hurricane and people decided to stay for whatever reason and they want all their money back because the hurricane came in and flooded them out. I mean, first of all, you decided to come anyways and you should have travel insurance. And then second of all, how is this my problem? I can't freaking help that the ocean is wiping out my house. You're the one decided to say, and you knew it was coming. And on top of that, you should have travel insurance. So we're kind of utilizing some of that detail to conversate with our guests during this time. That was a difficult problem, but a lot of times, here's what we did to handle the difficult situations. We went in and discussed with people, said, "Hey, look, this is very unfortunate. We empathize with you. In fact, my personal house, which it did, we had frozen pipes even after dripping it. I had to get out there on Christmas Day and warm up the pipes with my external hot water heater on the side of the house. I had to go in and take that tankless water heater and warm the pipes with a blow dryer." We had to tell them that, hey, we're not, not just you are going through this. We're going through this. And we got multiple homes all over the South. It's not just North Georgia. It's not just Mississippi. It's not just Gulf Shores. It's not just Hilton Head. It's all over the South and everybody is experiencing this. And you, although you are free to leave and get a partial refund based on the problems that we're having, most likely you're going to go somewhere else and they're going to have the same problems. So if we can kind of work through this together, we can make a meeting of minds happen and then everything will work out just fine. So I would say 90% of our clientele over the weekend of Christmas was completely fine. We didn't get any bad reviews at all. Not even the ones that were pissed off. There is something in mirroring techniques. When somebody's heated, you got to get heated with them. If you guys haven't read the book by Chris Voss, the hostage negotiating tactics, you should really read it. I forgot the name of it, but it's freaking awesome. Anyways, you've got to mirror people and you got to understand where they are and you need to identify the problem and you need to sew into them. Like, hey, we understand and empathize with you and we're trying to make amends, right? But at sometimes things are out of our control and I appreciate you understanding. Here's what we're going to do. You're out of heat and we can't get anybody out here because it's Christmas Eve and nobody's answering the phone calls. We call people. I went around the clock Christmas Eve. I was at my parents' house and I'm calling contractors all over the South, as well as my wife, as well as my assistant, Nicole and Chris. Chris is actually driving to Kentucky, back from Ohio. And, he's meeting his parents and he's driving through hellacious snow. So he can't even really help us there in that time. So we're all working around the clock just to appease everybody. And they understood that. They knew that we were trying to help. So that was a bonus. We cared. And then we empathized with them. And then, hey, your problem is our problem. So we restructured that back to them. And because, some people don't have heat, guess what? We're going to get somebody with a truck and we're going to drop off firewood. Most of these homes have fireplaces, specifically in the mountains, was 90% of the problems. We did have our beach house in Gulf Shores. The HVAC went out. But and unfortunately, we couldn't get anybody over there for 2 days. So those people just freaking froze and it was really, really bad. We did give them 20% back. We gave a lot of refunds, guys. We brought in truckloads of people. Truckloads of wood for people who actually didn't have heat, and we cut out firewood last year. We noticed in a lot of these homes, specifically mountain homes, a lot of homes, these guests will come in and we'll bring in a $200 load of firewood, but some people get drunk and in one stay they're burning through a whole entire load of firewood, Okay, if we have a $600 weekend on one of our lower end cabins and they're burning through $200 of firewood, then we're not really profiting anymore. So we cut out firewood on every freaking home. But and we put it in and we set expectations in our descriptions and our copy, and they know that that's happening. But at the same time, they knew that they had to bring their own firewood, but they were running out of firewood and they couldn't get down the mountain. So we had to bring people who did have the right change on their tires. And to bring in firewood, and we helped them. We spent that $200 that we stopped paying just to help the guests, and they knew that. Outside of that, we got people in as fast as we could. HVACs 2 days later, we got in people to come in and check out electricity. We called electric companies for old people. We were on the phones Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, wrecked our whole entire Christmas just for the guest. Who else does that, right? I mean, I'm sure some of you guys did. It was rough. It was very rough. And out of 8 years of owning STR since 2015, I've never gone through anything like that. Where pretty much every problem happened. This bomb cyclone came in over the holidays and it screwed up everything. And, you know, on holidays, we'll get one or two kind of comments, but pretty much people, even if they're having an issue, they'll typically won't even say anything. They're kind of staying to themselves because they want to enjoy their holidays with their families, but everybody had a problem. So we had to work through that. And, you know, very unfortunate. And we did give a good bit of money back. And we probably lost about 20% of our income for the month in one weekend. But it's, was it worth it? Yes. Yes, it's worth it. Because A, I made the mortgages. B, we made their vacations as best as we could. And then C, we cared for people. And even the people that were challenging us, the worst, the most difficult, I figured out a tactic to get really, really frustrated back with them. It actually worked. The moral of the story is gurus out there, they're going through shit and they're not going to tell you because they want to look really, really awesome in your eyes. And they want to look like they don't go through problems. They're getting rich and short-term rentals are sexy and easy and things like that. The honest God truth is it's not easy. It's hospitality. You're working 24/7. You're accommodating people. You're under stress. You're under duress. And at the end of the day, it's the path we've chosen. Some of the homes, you'll make a lot of money. Some of the homes will have markets that got saturated. And now you're making less money this year versus the year before. You're in a recession. You're trying to figure out how to maneuver and get through things. And you're constantly pivoting. And then sometimes shit just hits the fan all across your portfolio. And I've never even had that happen until now. So moral of the story is you just got to be on your A game and you got to study and you got to know how to have customer service and hospitality, and you can't let stuff stress you out as much as it does. And you've got to, you know, you got to work. And sometimes when you're in the trenches on a Christmas holiday, when you want to hang out with your kids, your family, your parents, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, sometimes you just can't, and it really sucks. And, you know, it's not the holiday I wanted. But then, you know, after the holidays, guess what, guys? I got more problems. So during the, you know, before the holidays, we had a home, our most expensive home. The well went through, you know, I'm going to end up with the last 2 minutes here, or 3 minutes. The well went dry. And then we had to hydrofrack it. I spent $10,000 in rebuilding out all the plumbing in a well on my highest grossing income home. And we had to shut it down for 2 weeks. I had to hydrofrack it. I had to get more water. We broke two streams and we filled up the well for 2 weeks. And then somebody during the Christmas day turned on all the water to drip the faucets, but they literally drained the freaking well. They turned on every freaking lavatory, every faucet in the house, and completely drained my well. And now we're having problems with it. Now I got to go freaking drill a new well, a 600-foot well versus the 300-foot well I have, just to have more water for stupidity, I guess. I've never even experienced that. And I got to spend $20,000, and I can't prove it was them, but we know it was them because they drained the well. And when they left, we had to refund money because they thought something was wrong with it. But we come to find out that every faucet was on. But how do you prove that to an insurance company? We filed an insurance claim. I don't know if we're going to get paid out, but somebody's got to pay for this shit, and it's going to be me. And you know, now we're 3-4 weeks out from even getting a new well. So I'm having to shut down most of January, actually all of January, and pretty much most of December we lost. So 2 months without home being on the market, our best home, it's cost me like $5,000-$6,000 a month, like $5,500 a month on a mortgage payment. It's wild, man. So anyways, look, guys, I'm going to give you guys the real deal. Nobody out there is really telling you this, giving you this information. Stuff happens. It really, really sucks. You got to have money in the bank. I'd say for every property you have, you need to have at least 12 months worth of reserves in the bank, because you never know when a well is going to go dry. That's $25,000. You may have problems all across the board. That's $25,000. You may have this HVAC go out. Maybe a brand new one that's just out of warranty. You got to go fix it. Something happened. A tree fell on it. I don't know. Insurance doesn't pay. I had a claim about 2 months ago with a leaky pipe in my house, and freaking insurance declined it. Insurance getting where they're not paying you all the time now, and they're fighting back more and more because of all the freaking climate change. So at the end of the day, you got to think. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. You got to have 12 months worth of reserves for every freaking house. I've been in real estate for 20 years, and I'm telling you right now, I've lost everything in 2008, and I'm not going to lose everything ever again. But I've gotten smart. We got 12 months worth of reserves for every freaking home in the bank. And that's for the mortgage payment. So that way, if big maintenance item comes out of the middle of nowhere, like a freaking well that I wasn't even prepared for, I can stroke that check. Half of my portfolio or 80% of my portfolio over the weekend, you know, comes in and has problems. I can stroke that freaking check. Taking a fist on the face for January with low, low bookings because everybody's done freaking traveling because of the holidays. Now you might lose $30,000 in a month because you got a big portfolio and a staff like I do. That's 1 month. I got to stroke that check. You got to be prepared and think through things. And that's what's going to get you to the next level. So if you guys like this, first of all, I've said it a couple times. I don't have a marketing funnel. I'm not one of those gurus out there. We have a circle group. It's pinned in the Facebook page at the top. We've got a community in there. It's a mastermind community. It's $500 a month or $5,000 for the year. We've already got like 10 people in there. And this is where we're going to break bread every single month. Group coaching. And then on top of that, you got access to me. I will actually work with you once a month, 30 minutes, do phone calls with you and help you grow your and scale your business and to help you transcend and make money. We'll teach you systems. We'll teach you acquisitions and dispositions. We'll hook you up with all my advisors, direct access to myself, and we're going to help you grow. On top of that, you get one group coaching a month. We're also bringing in an advisory call. So one of our advisors is going to teach and train you on what they're skilled in. So you actually get two group calls a month. You have access to our whole community in there. And you also have a deal tank. You can ask us if it's a good deal. If it's not a good deal, we're going to tell you. You have my short-term rental course in there. If you're new to the game and you want to grow and or buy your first property, you've got a course in there. We've got so much in there, you know, from attorney drafted rental agreements that I have my attorney build out for me for $5,000. That's in there for the cost of admission. You've got all of our documents, swipe copy files for Airbnb messaging. All that's in there. Go back to that video, look at that, and know that that's there to help you. But you also got more of an integrated community. On top of that, we're going to do two meetings a year, one in April, one in October, to kind of see where beginning to April has been for you for your business. And then in October, we're going to meet again to do a wrap up for the year. So if you want to come in, you have access to that. Only people, we usually do those for the public. We're not doing those for the public anymore. People that want to actually join the mastermind, you can come in and we're going to have two meetups a year, as well as the virtual community on circle.so. If you guys want to work with us for buying a property in North Georgia, I have my brokerage, STR Wealth Brokers. Freaking great deals happening right now. I just bought a property and it's pulling in about $5,000 a month in profit on slow months, and on high months it's pulling in about 7 to 8. You want to invest and make more money on your income, on your savings. I mean, you know, I have a Live Oak Capital, theliveoakcapital.com. That is an affordable housing fund where myself and a partner of mine, Sam, we're building houses and we're actually building homes at $130 a foot. And we have homes, we're building 1400 square foot homes and we're going to resell them and or refinance them for permanent portfolio, all in for $150,000 to 170. And they're worth $300,000. And we're going to pay you 10% on your money for having first lien position and allowing us to use your money to build these homes. And we're going to send you all the updates. And that's pretty much it, guys. I'm looking at my board because I wrote down everything I was going to tell you. All right, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. Go ahead and rate the podcast. This is our live podcast that I do here. We have extended content in the Circle community starting the end of January. So if you want to get in now, between now and like January 15th, that's probably the time we're going to cut it off. And then it's going to be so awesome. It's going to be a great mastermind community. And I'm really looking forward to grow with all of you. All right, guys, have a blessed day and DM me if you need links to any of this. I'll put a few in the comments below.